These sounds that you are hearing on this wonderful podcast in the History Room are the sounds of a well-known tune that is sung here in the United States of America and has been the national anthem since 1931. Yes, you would think it was a lot earlier, even though it was written in 1814 by a gentleman that was on a British ship, and it was written in a poetic form. And this individual is Francis Scott Key, a well-known American figure in American history. And this tune then became, or it, this poetic poem, that is, then was formed into a tune, or a tune was added to it, that is. And it became the Star Spangled Banner. Well, why I'm discussing this today is because the month of February of this year in 2021, yes, we are in the year 2021. You would think that I'm talking in 1996 or 1997 or 98, but no, we are already in the year 2021, which is strange. And things here in America still seem to be the same. And the world seems to be the same. Yeah, we've advanced with new technologies, with computers, and now these cell phones that we use, and we keep them attached to us every day so we can get into our social media. And yes, social media, which has been around slightly over 15, 16 years, about probably 4 or 5 years into the 21st century that we're in. But kind of connecting with that national anthem and the month of February, it's kind of connected with history. And with history, we get a lot of interesting events and stories and the people that are involved in history, which make these events and these interesting stories. And with the month of February, and usually at the end of the month, we always want to celebrate a well-known president. And this is kind of connected with President's Day. And so President's Day, which really started by the beginning of maybe 1971, I believe it was, actually on the calendar. It may have not been set as President's Day officially on the calendar, but it was really observed as a federal holiday by then, and it was really in observance to George Washington, who was our first president of the United States. And so there are a few other presidents who share the month of February with President George Washington. And they're kind of, maybe they were kind of compiled, I guess, together to make it President's Day. And then maybe by, I don't know if it was late 80s or at least the early 90s, I just always remember seeing calendars in the 1990s, maybe it was late 90s, but it changed, where it would say George Washington's birthday observed. And that was the federal holiday, and it was always the third Monday of the month of February. But with this month, there's a lot of interesting connections with presidents. Another well-known president, and very well-known after George Washington, who would be probably maybe a week and a half or 2 weeks before Washington was born, but way over, like, probably, what, 90-something years later or so. So was, or maybe 80 years or so, was maybe a gentleman who's well-known, and he became our 16th U.S. president, and that would be Abraham Lincoln, who was born in Kentucky in a log cabin. And again, born in February, but it was February the 12th. And so that's kind of observed. And not sure if February, if Kentucky makes that a observed holiday. But I believe Illinois, where eventually Mr. Lincoln eventually made it to, as an adult, and made his career as then a lawyer in the legal field, for a number of years before he became the 16th U.S. president. But I'm not sure because he also lived in Indiana, and I don't know, maybe Indiana might observe it, but I think Illinois does observe his birthday. I think it's a state holiday. But the other two presidents that are part of February with Washington and Lincoln would be an unknown president who didn't stay in office for long, roughly about a month, maybe in a day or so, and it was a gentleman who was from Virginia originally. And then finally got toward, after being in the military and had done a little politic in his later life, and was the gentleman who then eventually resided in Ohio, which was and was residing a little north of Cincinnati, Ohio, where he had a home in a place called North Bend. But his name was William Henry Harrison. And again, just not well known because he only made a month in office and he died in office as the first U.S. president. And I believe he was the, think the ninth U.S. president, I think. So, he's part of that group of gentlemen that are president. And then another one who becomes a late 20th century president, who also was from Illinois himself, and then later on made it down to California to make that his residence, would be a gentleman by the name of Ronald Wilson Reagan. And so he has his birthday, I think it's the 6th, I believe, of February. And Mr. Harrison, who was president for that very short time, his, I think, birthday in February, I think it's the 9th or 10th. And so that's the four gentlemen that again make up the presidents of that month. There are some presidents that were born in the previous month, which would be January. And since there's 12 months, how the calendar falls every year, it starts there, and there are about four or five presidents there, and you get into February, and really we've seen now the last probably 15 years, if it's been that long, we always want to emphasize when President's Day comes, and it's still considered a federal holiday, and I believe also the different states accept that as a holiday, and I think it's places like the U.S. Post Office and national banks in the United States, I think, give their workers the day off, besides the federal workers and the state workers. And then I think there's county and city workers that possibly get off too. It just kind of depends of where you're living at for the county officials in whatever state and cities too. But other than all, out of the 12 months of the year, there each month does have a presidential birth date for presidents that we have, and we're now in president, I guess, what, 45 now or something like that. But it's very interesting to always want to know who these gentlemen were. And again, right now we have men that have been president. We've had a couple of women run, and we had the big election that was big. I can remember my lifetime from about 4 years now, going on 5 years, of the big election from 2016, where we actually had an actual woman who actually then got selected by the Democratic Party, and who ran against a Republican candidate, and who was a very unique individual themselves. But the Democratic candidate turned out to be former First Lady Hillary Clinton. Yes, she got the nod, I guess, by the time, I guess near the convention of that year in the summer. But I think she had received the most votes, I think, out of the other candidates who were running against her. So we actually had then like a woman who was a candidate for President of the United States, and it was a close one that year. And the Republican candidate was not a politician at all, and was a very unique individual, very feisty and spicy, you would say too, and said a lot of interesting comments about his opponent and his race. And this would be a man by the name of Donald John Trump, who was from New York City, and he was real estate, I guess you'd say, involved in real estate and other ventures in his lifetime. And so these two become the main candidates. There were some independent candidates, like a Green candidate, and which is another woman who I think for the Green Party, and it was Jill, I think her name was Jill Stein or Steinman or something like that. And I think she got some votes, not as much as I guess Trump and Clinton. But a unique race for that year. But other than that, it's just it's President's Day is always every February, and it's a unique day to remember our U.S. presidents, is what it's now become. Probably if it's been almost 20 years now, maybe a little under that. And so now we have to focus everything about, what president did this and who was president during that time, and and did that president actually, actually was the first one to actually ride in an automobile, or did this president actually, was this president actually the first one to actually leave the country and for the first time, or actually fly in a in an airplane or jet or whatever, that we have. So and which president, I guess, created, the West Wing, which was the area that's, I guess, connected with the White House, the building that they live in, and actually who was the first president to live in the White House and so forth. So there's always a bunch of firsts, which are really fascinating to know that if you don't know your presidential history. But it's always interesting to grab either at your local library or a presidential book that lists all your presidents and kind of browse through what they've done in their lifetime, before they were president and then when they were president. And if they actually even got to retire, which most of them did, but we had about what I think about eight of them die in office. So, those eight did not get to actually leave the White House and go into retirement like the rest of them did. I guess except our current president. But it's unique, but it's just neat that it's become every time February comes, the third Monday. And there are several federal holidays throughout the year, but that's a really big one there. But just kind of something about, presidential, history and the day and it's observed under what it really used to be called as George Washington's birthday observed, because it kind of depends if his birthday, if it the day fell on the 22nd. But sometimes it could, but most of the time it's always probably prior to the 22nd, since it's so close to the end of the month. But again, a unique piece of history about President's Day and how it started, even though George Washington's, I think, birthday was maybe even observed, maybe, I guess, after his death in the 19th century, whether it was more latter in, I guess, the 1870s or 1880s, that maybe it was set up that maybe a certain, if it federal workers were observing it, and I guess the country was observing it. And then I guess it became more and more that it became more and more federal workers by the 20th century, I guess, were observing it. And to make it a holiday for the federal workers and I guess the workers at the post office. And even, I guess, then again, the national banks, I guess, in, you know, in credit unions, I guess, that they would get off. And maybe there are certain schools that would actually get off, too, I guess. So it's unique. And there's a lot of websites to check out besides books on the full history of President's Day, and which was George Washington's Day observed. But just a little, some little piece of fact and information for you to learn. And hope you enjoyed this little short, brief broadcast on President's Day. And look into it if you can find a good presidential book that lists all the presidents, even up to the current one, if you can. Or, and if you know you can't find a book on that, then like I said, you could look online. And I'm sure there's some presidential websites. And a lot of these presidential, you know, there's different, like, their birthplaces are usually existing today, that they're markers to their birthplaces. And then I guess maybe the homes that they were raised in when they were, you know, young, and till they became well known, and either in whatever career they took. And then I guess maybe then from their political career, if it then moved from their regular career to the path that they became political leaders and so forth. So there are different sites to your majority of the U.S. presidents. And then there are several from really the 20th century presidents, or most 20th century presidents. Now there are presidential libraries out there for not every one of them, but mostly from, you know, from, I'd say probably like President Herbert Hoover from the, you know, 1930 era, and Franklin Roosevelt going forward to Harry Truman and other presidents after Mr. Truman. And so, but they're out there too as sites to visit too. But do get out and visit those sites too, not just say during the President's Day, but throughout the year if you're able to go visit certain places and see what you can find. I've been to a few, you know, these presidential libraries, and I have been to some presidential sites too, like George Washington's, his home on the Potomac, which is Mount Vernon, the home that was, the family home that his father had, and eventually finally it came to him, I think, after the passing of one of his brothers, where then he was able to acquire the land and take on that as his home there. But there's a birthplace that was been, I think it was built up, I don't know, in the 1920s or 30s, that is kind of a replica birthplace of George Washington's birthday that anyone can visit too. But, you know, do get out there and do research online, or, you know, or go visit these sites if you can find out where they are in whatever state, where these presidents are from. And some of the vice presidents have some interesting history, too. So there may be a future broadcast that I talk about that, too. So do go out and do some research on this and these presidents, and learn all you can, and have a great day.